We have to stop on Pasha on the way to get all the details from my dad. I think we have to pick up some custom armor, too. The creatures the collection crew were after are supposed to be dangerous.
What are they?
Not sure. My dad's information protocol means he never gives specifics like that in messages in case they're intercepted. We'll find out soon enough. Plus, I want to impress upon him that we're doing this as a special favor, and expect a special favor in return.
She invited me to pilot, content to be a passenger.
I'm already familiar with the ship and what it can do. You might need some additional time to get acquainted.
It was true. I wasn't as comfortable yet in the Desert Jewel as I was in my X-Wing, but I complimented her on what I'd experienced so far. The Desert Jewel deserved every admiring glance she received. Pasher was located in the inner rim at a sort of interstellar dead end. Entering the system and viewing it from orbit reminded me of Tatooine. Though Pasher didn't have any moons, and since it lacked the intersecting hyperspace lanes of Tatooine, it wasn't a popular haven for smugglers. Kellan Biolabs was the largest industry on the planet, and Fayette Kellan had many demands on his time. But he carved out some for his daughter when we arrived at the sprawling complex of his industrial kingdom. I probably did not make the best impression on him, but it was Nakari's fault. Her earlier impersonation of him turned out to be uncannily accurate, so much so that I could not suppress a goofy half-smile in his presence, which he may have found annoying. It was difficult to tell. He was portly, had decided to shave his head rather than try to hang on to a halo of hair, and was gifted with an abundance of jowls. He used his deep voice to boom imperious orders at his employees, whom he actually called minions, and then softened them at the end by adding on, "There's a love," or "just because you're brilliant." When we first walked into his office, he turned to an assistant standing nearby and barked,
"Minion, fetch us a calf!"
And then immediately modulated his tone, saying,
"But only because you are kind and deserve a long-paid holiday soon."
I guess his employees were all in on the joke, or at least compensated well enough that they overlooked his idiosyncrasies. He noticed my expression, however, and shouted at Nakari.
"Daughter? Who is this? Why is he laughing at me?"
"This is Luke Skywalker, Daddy. He's with the Alliance, and he'll be going with me to Fex."
"Pleasure to meet you, sir," I said, nodding at him.
"Skywalker. Where have I heard that name?"
"He's the one who destroyed the Death Star, Daddy."
"Ha ha ha! The pilot!"
He lowered his voice and said to his daughter,
"So, you've decided to go to Fex after all? Good idea bringing him along."
"Yes, we'll go. But we expect to be compensated for the trip."
"Compensated? For what?"
"For finding the collection crew and bringing back whatever we can."
"Ah, very well. The more you bring back, the looser my purse strings. But you must be prepared. Minion!"
he bellowed. A different assistant, a lean, tall, older man, walked through a door set in the wall to our left and asked Fayette Kellan how he might serve.
"Fetch two suits of the new Fexian armor prototypes immediately for my daughter and her pilot, and a case of stun sticks. Have them delivered to her ship as soon as possible, and,"
he added more quietly,
"please give my regards to your family. I hope your son is doing well at the university."
The man bowed and departed without a word, accepting both the order and the good wishes. It was just as well that he didn't try to speak, for Fayette had already turned his attention back to us and pointed at R2-D2, who had followed us in.
"Can I transfer coordinates and other data to your droid?"
"Of course," I said.
"Does this droid interact with anyone besides you?"
"He occasionally interacts with other members of the Alliance," I said, "but mostly he's my personal astromech."
It's good to have a minion, isn't it?
R2 bleeped something, and the tone did not fail to communicate his annoyance with such a demeaning label. Fayette Kellen paused, considering the droid, then looked at me.
You should make sure to lavish him with compliments for his service.
Oh, I do. He's the finest droid in the galaxy. Fayette nodded, satisfied, ignoring R2's blat of disgust.
Are you returning to the Alliance after leaving here, or traveling straight to Fex?
Straight to Fex, Nakari answered.
Good. After the mission is complete, I want all of the data I'm about to give you erased from the droid's memory. Agreed?
Sure, I said. I could simply have R2 make his own observations and record them for the Alliance's benefit should we want to use the moon as a base. We'd erase everything he gave us, but would have our own data to use afterward.
Excellent!
He picked up a data pad from his desk and stabbed at it rapidly with a thick finger.
Droid, I'm uploading the encrypted mission files to our system for your access. They will be accessible for 15 minutes, and you may connect to any socket on your way out. File name Fexian. Download using the password Violet, and decrypt the files using the key Skywalker. Acknowledge?
R2 chirped an affirmative as Kellen's first assistant returned with almost comically tiny cups of caff, barely half a swallow, resting on porcelain saucers on a round tray. We all paused to drink and returned the cups to the saucers, thanking the assistant for bringing them before she withdrew.
And now, my daughter,
Fayette said, stepping forward and placing his massive hands on either side of Nakari's face.
Go and return to me safely. You are my pride and my world, and my love for you is as vast as the Dune Sea outside our city walls. You know this, do you not?
Yes, Daddy.
He nodded, satisfied.
Good!
He dropped his hands, but then waggled a finger at her.
Now this moon is an extremely dangerous place. Do not step outside your ship without your armor. Review the files I have given you carefully on the way.
I will.
She lunged forward and pecked him on the cheek.
I know you're busy and you have to go.
She embraced him briefly and stepped back.